Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstkclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on a shout-out Friday from the 817. Can you guys shout out my friends Ryan and Amanda? They are tying the knot tomorrow. Congratulations to y'all. And from the 682, shout out to my brand new fiance, Valerie. We're getting married in June. Congratulations to you guys as well. A lot of super positive news happening around this show today. Here's even more positive news. It's time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Lots of stuff to get to here in the C Block today. And Reggie, I'm going to need your help with a lot of it as well. Actually, just like one cut.
It's about Premier League soccer.
No, it's not. Premier League soccer
is awesome. You know why? Man City's going to win it again.
Just as predicted
what
by Mike earlier.
What happened that made them all good all like in 2010?
A chic bottom.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really? Is that what happened?
Yeah, he's like worth $10 or $20 billion.
That's nice. Sharing that money with the soccer players. The question I wanted to start off with, did you always go to the last day of school? Because my mom always gave me the option.
What?
Last day of school is nothing. You show up, you're probably going to the auditorium and hanging out in the auditorium for some sort of like, did you get A or B honor roll? And then you're having class party. You're not doing anything else, right? Like you're all that you're doing is having class party and then you can go home. I would have rather have been at home than I would have at school.
Your friends aren't at home.
That's a good point.
That's how I felt. I was like, the only reason I went to school was for friends.
Okay. And I do remember I had a group of friends, Miguel and Jose and Jerron. We were all supposed to do rap the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air song together in front of the class. And my mom was at the school party and she was like, I'm getting ready to leave. Do you want to go home or do you want to stay? And I said, well, I'm supposed to rap this song, Mom. And she was like, all right, then stay. And I said, but I'd rather go home. And so I left and my friends Miguel and Jose and Jerron all had to do the rap without me.
You know, Corey, I feel really bad about that. And I feel like this is a show of opportunity. And it is the last day of school for a whole lot of people. You're here.
Yeah.
Would you like to attempt to do that right now?
No.
Why?
What would Jerron say?
Man, I need to go link up with him when we get to LA. I need to go say hi.
Now this is a story.
I don't even remember which verse I was supposed to do. I really don't.
All about how.
I don't know the lyrics.
You know the lyrics. Here it comes.
I don't know.
Oh, is this just the beat? It doesn't have.
Now this is a story all about how my life got twist turned upside down.
Y'all don't even know.
I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
How do you not know the words, Kevin?
I got one of the words wrong and it messed me up.
Good. Ready? Your turn.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing all, cooling all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school when a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared. Movie and the auntie and uncle in Bel-Air. And that was it. That was my chorus. So I did it.
Not really. He got killed.
What?
And that's...
Here's the conspiracy. All right.
Wow. And that taxi driver was taking him across to the other side. You know what I'm saying?
Why are Will you Smith throwing killed that out? Somebody?
No, he got killed by the
no, he just slapped
bullies
somebody.
At the park.
Yeah, they killed him. And so the rest of the show is...
A dream?
Life.
The YouTube said Corey's doing the country version of so I sound like a country rapper. And
now this is a story all about how my life got hit upside down, and I'd like to take a minute to just sit right there and tell you how to become a prince of a town called Bel-Air.
What? That's country.
I got it.
I don't think that that's what that was.
Oh. It was like country speed right there. Back to you, Corey.
So I did.
Tell your friends you did it today.
And you know what?
School.
My buddy Marcus just messaged me. I was like, how are you going to leave Coop hanging like that? Because that was our friend Coop. All right. So that happened. But I see a lot of people saying that they didn't go to the last day of school. It was always for yearbook signings and get girls' phone numbers. A lot of people saying that that was their escape, that they didn't have anything else, so they liked going to school because that was a place for them.
If you don't go on the last day, how are you going to know that you're too cool to be forgotten? Like, if you're not going to get that in your yearbook, you know what I'm talking about. That little equation, too cool to be forgotten. Blew my mind the first time.
What was the thing that you always wrote at the end, though, to somebody? You would write on their yearbooks. KIT.
Michael Jordan would write, good
luck. Keep in touch.
Keep in touch.
Or people would write,
have a great summer.
I was the first to sign the crack. I know a lot of people like to do
to
that.
To Carl, good luck.
Salutations.
That's my favorite one. On that jersey, that Michael Jordan's jersey just sold for $3 million. That's what he put on his jersey when he signed it to Carl. Good luck. Good Everybody luck. Put best wishes, great teammate. Good luck.
Did y'all, my...
Of course I went to the last day of school.
Okay, all right. I very rarely
Pick
did.
Up a perfect attendance
I didn't go the first day of school or the second or third or fourth or fifth day of school.
What?
Well, I was in the Connie Mack World Series winning the MVP, you know, so I couldn't go.
Have Man, a what great a roundabout summer. Way to get us to that flex.
Braggadocious! Snap!
We still got an hour of the show, y'all.
No, it's time. Masterpiece of the week.
Right.
Roll it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right. He's like, I got to find this stuff. The other thing, Kevin, I thought you might like this.
Okay.
All right. And this was a hilarious note that I had from the kids' school last night. Last night, I did go to Carter's fifth grade send off with him.
Okay.
It was too long. It was an hour. It was 2 hours long.
Oh my God, that
yeah.
is too
They played a 50-minute slideshow, Kevin. Wow. What do you know about, what do we say about slideshows?
Run it in the background.
Run it in the background.
That's what you're doing tomorrow, right?
That's right.
Wait, we're not even doing one.
They were doing a timeshare? 50-minute slideshow?
50-minute slideshow. And then one of the teachers did a poem, and that lasted about 25 minutes.
What is she, Romo retiring
about
all over
student,
again?
Student. She had one little note about each student.
Sounds,
and I was like, this is
that
nuts.
That sounds like an after-the-meeting kind of thing.
But there
know?
Were two great lines from this. One question was, what are you going to miss the most about leaving this school? And the one girl said, the fact that school ends at 2:45 and now it's going to be 3. And I thought that was hilarious.
Wow.
And pragmatic.
Then there's this kid that stands up, and he's brilliant. They asked him what the most important thing was that he learned. And he said, I learned how to calculate sales tax. I feel like that's going to be useful in my life.
That's a good-ass point.
And I was
that
like,
is a good
Kevin would love
point
this kid.
Right there.
Now, what grade is this?
That was 5th.
Okay. I do feel like in high school, you should teach a lot more about home equity
life.
Loans.
Yeah.
Renting or, you know, leasing versus
budgeting.
Buying of a car, you know.
Hey, man, them kids wasn't listening to the Pythagorean theorem. You think they're going to listen about FHA loans?
I feel like I just got a much better education on Roth IRA versus,
like
you know.
Just in the last couple of weeks,
honestly,
right?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. So that's why I need to put a lot more into Roth right now instead because, you know, I won't get taxed on it. I'm getting taxed now on it, but I won't get taxed when I need that money when I'm old.
Yeah.
You know?
Kid does sound like a genius, by the way.
There was a episode of The Cosby Show that where Theo was sitting down. He was ready to move out on his own.
Penson?
No, not Theo Penson. No.
Was he just in the episode cheering for everybody?
God, Mike. Haven't you pissed Theo Penson off enough this season?
No, he's going to be great here someday.
And Mr. Huxtable sits down, the character, sits down to talk to Theo. And he gives him his budget, and he's like, all right, I need this for rent, I need this for food, I need this for that. And he goes through all the things that he's going to... Basically, the kid has no money left. He's like, you don't know how to make a budget off that money.
Oh, that's a good episode.
And yeah, and I think that's something kids need to learn, is budgeting for life.
Is that why he had to get that bootleg shirt made by his sister?
Yes.
Because he couldn't afford...
Yeah.
So, anyway, that was that.
Would you think it's weird, Corey?
Denise made it.
I told you, in the realm of budgeting, I don't know if I said this on air before, I took out a $1,000 loan from my mom in middle school and drew up a payment schedule and everything.
What did you spend the money on?
I mean, of course I spent it on cards. Oh. Yeah, of course I did. Yeah.
And you paid her back?
Yes.
By stealing cards and then
selling.
No,
that was a different thing. That was a different thing, but you're right about that. I did do that, and that was not cool.
My junior year, on the last day of senior year, I don't know what that means, a girl I'd been attracted to told me that she liked me and waited for me, but now she's going to college out of state. Well, that boosted my confidence for senior year. I definitely wasn't going to miss, and decided I was going to do the same thing to an unsuspecting junior.
Oh, okay, so I understand.
For the confidence part, right?
Yeah. Because the idea was that they were a junior... The girl was a senior, and she gave him hope, although she knew that that would
just
never...
Just a butt of confidence.
Is
right
that
there.
Why she gave him hope? Because she was like, you seem like a nice fella.
Yeah.
Or do you think she really was like, I was kind of waiting.
But I'm going off to college now. I don't know. Either way, sounds like he benefited from it.
Hope floats.
Have you seen that movie?
With Sandra Bullock?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have. In your face.
What's it about?
I can't remember. It's some sort of romantic comedy.
About the ice cream parlor.
Are they in Alabama or something? There's one that
Sweet
was
Home Alabama.
Reese Witherspoon, and
that is Sweet Home Alabama. Mike, it's in the title.
It's Reese Witherspoon.
Well, I'm pretty sure Sandra Bullock's in the South somewhere and doing something, and then lightning hits a rod and it makes glass
that's
sand.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Sandra Bullock, is the guy who plays the piano in it? The guy who plays the piano. Harry Connick Jr. and Sandra Bullock are in that movie.
Why do you speak Mike, Corey?
Is Harry Connick?
Yeah, it is. Are those the only two romantic comedies you've like ever seen?
They were on a bus and they had to make it slow down, but they couldn't or it would blow up.
That's a great one.
It's a different thing.
That's one of the three movies
fell in love.
Speed.
She ended up at a beauty pageant.
I think Gene Hackman was the bad guy.
No.
Can I tell my story real quick?
The guy who dances
floats.
With wolves and eats the lambs.
I was dating
Silence
a girl.
Of the Lambs.
I was dating a girl. And I said, I asked her if she wanted to go see a movie on like a Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, no, because I have to babysit tonight. And I was like, that's fine. So I asked her sister if she wanted to go. And her sister was the older sister. And she said yes. So I ended up going to see see Hope Floats with her older sister instead of the younger sister. Needless to say, the younger sister then broke up with me because I took her older sister out on a date. And I was like, it wasn't a date. We're just friends.
Whoa.
And we ended up hanging out at the movie together.
Did you follow up with the older sister then?
I don't want to tell the rest of the story about
oh
those sisters.
Oh, my goodness.
At this point.
Your life's confusing to me because I thought you were with Adrian since high school.
We broke up while she was in college.
Many times.
A couple
like
times.
How many times did you get it on while you were broken up with
gosh,
her?
Oh my gosh, Mike.
I think that's a valid question with all these stories.
Maybe so, but I don't know if at 114 it
There's
is a valid
reason
question.
That Adrian had to come over with the brownie
Still
mix and
no.
start doing brownies.
Wait, what?
Were you not here that day?
I don't know if this is the correct forum, but that is a valid question.
See? Thank you, Kevin, for backing me up.
You're welcome, Mike.
Oh, crap. Y'all turned against me now? Mike, I thought it was you and me.
How many handfuls did you have?
Last night during the game.
God.
Last night during the game, in overtime, as they're going to the face-off, you hear the announcer say, and you got to be thinking to yourself, what is Jamie Benn thinking right now?
I did hear that.
You hear that, too?
Yeah, he's watching the game, you Nimrod, with you calling it. He's probably thinking, I hope they score a goal, fart knocker. Like, there's not much he's probably like, hey, man, I hope our team loses. He's probably going, man, I hope we score.
I'm so glad you heard
that. I heard that too. I wonder what Jamie Benn's singing right now. What do you think he's thinking? I mean, I don't know. Like, if you ask what's Wayne Gretzky thinking right now, I don't know. Is he even watching the game? I don't know what Wayne Gretzky's thinking. Is he rooting for a certain team? I don't know. Like, I think his daughter might live in Las Vegas with Dustin Johnson. I don't know. Jamie Benn is rooting for the Dallas Stars right now, announcer man.
That's exactly. I'm so glad Fantastic. Mike heard that last night. Thank you, Mike, for that, because that's exactly. In my mind, I was like, what a stupid thing to say. I appreciate the announcers being there and doing a job. That was a dumb thing.
Do you really wish, like, his other announcer would have been like, oh, that's a great point. Probably thinking, I hope
the Stars win in overtime. I wonder what Jamie Benn is thinking.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here at 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the Stars are alive. How many games does this series go now? 877-881-1053. Not bad. Plus, Masterpiece of the Week. It's the fastest segment in all of radio. Good news for you. It's up next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan on a shout-out Friday from the 817. Shout-out to my mom. It's her birthday on Sunday. She's the best ever, and despite being in a fantasy football league with me, she only knows two players, Dak Prescott and Patrick Mahomes. And then from the 940, shout-out to Soda Weight Loss. Set a goal to lose 50 pounds by my daughter's wedding. Hit 50.2 today. Woo! The wedding is Sunday.
Nice.
I made it. Congratulations. That is incredible. And also congratulations on your daughter getting married. Now, if we can go ahead and fire off cut number two, let's talk a little bit more about the Stars.
There's Lindell shooting it wide. Rebound goal! Robertson again! Off the back wall and in! And they're tied at two!
From the 9-1-8, it was pretty cool to see the Stars fight for that win like they did. My question for y'all right now is going to be, how many games do you think this series will go? So 105.3 The Fan will be rolling live and local on Monday for Memorial Day. Just it won't be our show in particular. So you could still have two more games before we come back. Do you think it ends at game five? How are y'all feeling on this?
I want to be hot take guy and say gentlemen sweep and it's done with this weekend. But the
I don't feel like that's hot take. I feel like that's probably likely.
Okay. The problem about that is the Stars didn't blow out Vegas yet last night. And if Vegas was like, hey, let's just take it back to our house and do our thing and we'll see them back in on Saturday, then it would have been an easy night for Vegas to just say, we're done, we'll move on. But the Stars ended up getting the lucky shot to win it. You know, like, I think that the Stars are still in this thing to win this thing, if you will.
Right.
And it's because they didn't just blow the doors off of a team that didn't care about winning on the road and closing the series out.
I get what you're saying.
So I think I'm going to give the Stars one more shot. It's going to be another close game. I don't think anything's going to come easy in this, but I think it is going to be pushed to six.
Hope I'm wrong. Going to go 4-1 tomorrow night for Las Vegas.
Okay.
Now, that being said, I hope I'm wrong. I have looked up Game 6 prices on Ticketmaster because yesterday, as tickets were plummeting, they are not for Game 6. Now, that being said, it's not even a sellout for Game 6. There are four packs of seats available for standard admission, so they have not sold out Game 6, which means people are not selling their tickets under the price of admission.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that they will be able to get more. So it's $175 to get into the building.
And that makes sense, right? Because if you get to game six, like, it's the same thing with the Celtics right now in the Heat. I know they were down 3-0, but you've made it to game six. It's a series.
I will say this. If you believe the Stars are going to win tomorrow night, I think you should jump on some pretty premium tickets. Because resell, those penalty, like, right behind the penalty box, those are $1,300 a piece. Yesterday, they were $338.
Wow.
Those tickets have already been sold, and they're wanting pretty much double the admission price to, like, sit on the glass. Yesterday, you could get them for about 40% off. Today, if you want game six tickets, there are plenty of tickets available that are just standard admission anywhere in the building. Whether you want to be really close to the ice and you want to pay $700 a ticket, whether you want to be in the upper deck and pay $175 a ticket. So I would say this. I don't know if Stars fans believe that they're going to win in Las Vegas. If they did, I think that there would be all of these four packs of tickets eaten up already for game six.
Now, one interesting thing about this is what we've talked about, the old guy without a cup theory a lot in this playoff run. Here's the cool thing that you do have in the locker room. And I realize we've talked about it before. Now, with the Florida Panthers winning, that means teams down 0-3 in a playoff series in the NHL are 4-201. And then in the conference finals and semifinals, they're 0-47. And so that's not great. But there's this. Joe Pavelski, he's the leading candidate on the old guy without a cup board. You know, in 2014, Joe Pavelski was on the San Jose Sharks. They played the Los Angeles Kings in the first round. Game one, Sharks. Game two, Sharks. Game three, Sharks. They're up 3-0. Then the Los Angeles Kings won the next four games. And then that Los Angeles Kings team went on to win the Stanley Cup. And Pavelski said, they're not fun when you're on the other side of it, but you then understand that it can happen.
What year was that again?
2014. So I still realize statistically highly, highly unlikely, but just having somebody in the room that is a key player in, I mean, he scored the overtime winner last night. He's a key player on your team. He can be like, hey, look, this is what happened. And this is what they're thinking on the other side. They're probably thinking, we still got it. Now we can just win it at home. And so I think the Stars push it to at least six. I realize they will be the underdogs tomorrow night, but I say they push it to at least six.
Yeah, it's really strange how lucky bounces have been kind of the definer in this series so far. I guess not in game three, because that was just a complete deflation.
Yeah.
You know, Jamie Benn was, I think they were still a little deflated from the loss in game two.
Sure.
But that was kind of a lucky kind of moment too.
And Jamie Benn would be back for game six if they make it though.
So yeah, I think this, man, I am on this front of, I'm excited about some of the other things that they can try. I mean, Olofsson last night, wasn't that an amazing moment that he almost had running away with it? So there's some other things that could happen, but I'm hopeful that they just get the lucky bounce in a close game and can make something happen. I don't think they're going to blow the doors off of anybody, because I think we're at a point now where DeBoer's kind of run out of things. I think he has a couple of adjustments he can try to make, but for the most part, man, you're still seeing a very crisp Vegas team, and the Stars are still having those uncrisp moments that you're like, what's happening here? What, this isn't the same team I watched doing these things. So they got them off their kilter just a little bit.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan, and it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
She said list this.
What's happening, fellas?
Hey, Reggie.
Hello, Reginald.
Let's do it.
Feels like the last day of school, don't it?
Yeah.
This is Masterpiece early. Of the Week. What'd you say?
I'm going to leave early.
Oh, okay.
I am too.
That's what I do.
You leave three.
Dude, yeah, just let's all go.
They have an early show anyways. Yeah. It's East Coast baseball.
Oh.
Well, hey, let's prank them now.
Okay.
We prank Sean and RJ.
They're done at 5:30.
Let's just start packing up our stuff, and they'll be like, where are you guys going? Mm-hmm. Like, y'all were picking it up.
Giving you extra time.
Okay. We'll see.
Well, while we continue to figure that out, this is Masterpiece of the Week. It's a segment that we do every week in which we revisit some of the funny, stupid, or odd things that have happened on this program over the last so often. And, gentlemen, there's some stuff in here.
Got it.
Would anybody like to volunteer to go first?
I'll volunteer.
I'll go second.
Okay, sounds great.
I usually am not in this segment.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you'll find out. By the way, Kevin, you volunteered? You got stuff. Wait, what is happening?
Ah, no stuff.
Oh, I see what happened. My bad. A little technical difficulty. No, the stuff's there. As follows.
From the 903.
I can't believe, I honestly, like, are you guys from England or something?
Jess told me that, I kind of knew that, but when she hammered it home last night, I was really sad.
What?
Well, that's...
I'm proud of me for recognizing that moment.
Well, all right.
Next.
Did she use an actual hammer?
I don't have a good defense for
What's
that.
What's wrong with
I meant the point, not...
Oh, just the point.
Good Lord.
Well...
Mike likes singing. Oh, no, I said Corey will go second, right?
Yeah, Corey.
My bad. I didn't want to skip the line here. We might have to have a conversation with Corey, Kevin, maybe bosses.
What happened?
Corporate structure. Because this was concerning.
And we also hear that conversation of is peaking okay? And you kind of heard it right there. No,
fine
it wasn't.
Fine until you get caught.
Yeah, it's fine until you get caught. What are you doing right now?
Oh, and then Mike. Yeah, Mike should probably join the conversation as well.
Don't do that.
Don't peek.
Yeah.
We heard Brett Boone talk about that on With the Morning Show, and he was like, yeah, I wanted the signs, but I knew if I got caught, there were going to be repercussions for my actions.
It opened up his eyes.
Are you ever, like, looking in a direction and somebody crosses your, yeah. like you weren't looking
yeah.
and then they cross and now you're like kind of caught in the,
yeah.
and then you look at your significant other and they're like,
see, I'm less concerned about that. I don't know why than them looking at me and thinking that I was looking at them.
Oh, other person.
Yeah. Even though I probably will never see that person again.
Oh, because you think you can explain your way out of stuff. So like with your wife, you're like, I can explain this way. With that other person, you're like, I don't get a chance. I don't get a chance.
Oh my God. You're so right about that.
And do you ever want to just do that? And be like, I wasn't looking at you. You walked in my path.
A little bit. I don't because of social structure and whatnot, but I kind of want to.
All right, I realize that time is going to be a little bit more far spent here than normal, and I was going to play audio of Mike singing, but y'all know what this is. However, this is a different Mike, and this is just long form. We're just going to let it run, ladies and gentlemen.
Every time we go on a flight,
yeah, you have M&Ms.
I will have peanut M&Ms, and it's not the chocolate. So
you cream the peanut, and then you put chocolate on it.
The hell?
That's what you
it
do.
It is the middle of the day.
That's what you that do to a too. Peanut. You blend it, and it creams it. It turns it into cream. Right? You take
feel
almonds.
Very uncomfortable you put with the almonds, way you were using
into
that
butter,
word.
Mike, not cream. It's yes. butter.
Yeah, almond butter. Peanut butter.
Not peanut cream.
They call it creamy peanut butter, right? Or crunchy cream of butter. Crunchy peanut butter.
What?
You take
happening?
A nut.
He's killing it.
You have sports opinions.
You can
please
take any nut
quickly.
And you blend it enough and it creams it. It turns it into a cream.
Why is that word so funny?
This is not
You're not using
way,
that word right.
I am.
You are not. You're using it in an inappropriate context that makes me uncomfortable about ever talking about M&Ms or peanut butter again.
When you take a peanut or an almond or any nut, and you blend it enough,
butter
you stick
it.
Your finger in it, and you go, that's creamy. I still think I'm right.
And that's the thing about it, Mike. I know that you believe
it makes
that.
It creamy.
I do.
I guess you could say it makes it buttery. But
you know
I just
what?
Think it's creamy.
I covered my face again when you just replayed this because I.
Because it's.
Oh, I know that you were beside yourself finding something to do because I like the very last part of this where I'm pretty sure that is Kevin hitting his microphone.
Yep.
Listen closely.
That's creamy.
That is 100% me knocking my mic to the side and laughing on the table because. I just couldn't. I thought I was going to make it through, but then, yeah.
You think that's the worst thing that happened
that
in
is beautiful.
This episode of Masterpiece of the Week?
God, beautiful. I hope so.
Kevin Hagelin!
Oh, my God.
Please step to the microphone.
Is it the nose?
Why is the butt one thing, but the boobs are, there's like usually kind of some semblance of a divide for both.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Mike? I'm going to take back what I said earlier when I kind of derisively said, yeah, I know that you do, because I also still think I'm right about this.
Mm-hmm.
Is I don't know if I should expand too much.
Don't worry about it. You don't need to. There's so much audio in this. let's look at a different perspective of this same situation. Why don't we?
We kind of consider the butt, though, one thing.
Oh, my God.
That's a fantastic point there.
But
it has
two cheeks. Yeah, there are two cheeks.
But boobs
sure.
are a pair.
However, yeah. one cheek does equal 2 feet.
Fact.
So,
yeah.
Is that a fact?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a football fact. We were that was sports. Reggie dropped sports facts in the middle of that conversation.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
I also did go home. As I was driving home, I asked Adrian if she remembered the Casey and JoJo bit. And she was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, you beat me to the next thing. Okay, fantastic.
Shaq and Charles.
Oh, this might win.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Okay.
Is this the Shaq and Charles win?
It might be. Give me a second. While we do that.
Do we need to vamp?
I would like to circle back around.
Okay.
To Mike. Singing.
That is
what about this now? One? There's a pretty little thing waiting for the
king down in the jungle room. And I've been walking in Memphis. Walking with my feet 10 feet off a bill.
With John Moran.
Walking in Memphis. Pulled out my gun and
okay.
Oh, Mike. Yeah.
Those are closer to the frequent lyrics.
Saw a 17-year-old said, what do you think?
Oh, my gosh. I believe I requested, please don't play that again, Joey, after the fact.
That's Joey's fault. He did not tell me anything.
That's
John Moran's version.
That was good.
The 817, I'm running my mail route and listening to this. A customer asked, do they refer to the homes as customers?
Yes.
If I was okay, because I was laughing so much. Tremendous. Back to you,
Reginald. Why are we getting concerned when people are laughing so much? Yes, they're okay. They're just enjoying life.
I don't know.
There's a maniacal laugh.
Maybe they also heard what he was listening to, and you're like, you got problems and stuff. Why are you listening to this?
This
track?
Show is fantastic. This is good for your soul.
I'm hoping we get to hear the Shaq and Charles.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we return to conversation about divided body parts, i.e., butts and boobs.
You don't have a divide on your butt. You're in trouble.
Yeah, because you got Casey and JoJo.
How did we get here?
And then how you like on the with the butt?
Casey and JoJo. Did you just mention Jodeci?
Yeah, like you with the top part. You have one has one name, the other one has, y'all don't have it named your significant others?
No.
No.
You want to now?
No.
Oh.
It's weird.
I feel like you're weird.
Do y'all, 877-881-1053, do you name your significant others parts? I bet a lot of people are going to say yes.
Oh, what, like man. Charles?
I'm not weird. Naming my wife's breast Charles. I'm not like, hey, Shaq and Charles
it's
tonight.
A name.
Let's... Go hoop it up.
From the 214. That's creamy. Almost made me crash my car.
You're doing a terrible job.
You're doing terrible.
But that's Hall of Famers, you know?
This is going to be the toughest choice
in history.
I think
out of all the fan texts that came in that day, by the way, I just want to point out, a lot of people said yes.
There was a ton.
They have named theirs or their wife has named their own.
I distinctly remember like Turner and Hooch.
Yeah.
This is too tough of a vote.
I know. It's down to peanut butter or boob names for me. And this might be the most difficult decision in the history of this segment. Are we done or... I don't know.
The 214, in every clip, Kevin sounds embarrassed yet amused.
Yeah. It is a difficult balancing act, I'll tell you.
When I was walking in Memphis. I'm not voting for that.
I'm voting for peanut butter.
I'm voting for peanut butter cream.
Okay.
Because it has to be creamy or crunchy. Either one. Mm-hmm. And you blend it enough.
Butter
you stick
it.
Your finger in it and you go, that's creamy.
The reason why the mic made that noise, because I move my mic around all the time. I realized it made that noise. I did not care at that point. I was like, I need to get this microphone out of my face.
You just swatted it out of there like the Kembe Mutombo.
Yeah, not today, microphone. I am also going to vote for peanut butter. Because I just...
It was great, man. That was a great moment. And Kevin, I think the best part of that moment was as Mike started that rant... We recognize this is time for us to stop talking and let Mike do his thing.
Because he had thoughts.
Let him blend.
You can see the look on all of our faces when they have further thoughts about something that you think is at an end.
Let him cream
it's not the chocolate. So
you cream the peanut.
I don't. From the 214, this segment is making me hungry.
Just crunching it makes it crunchy. I don't get what I'm saying so wrong. You can either make... you take the peanut and you make it crunchy. But we haven't made it creamy yet.
That's you need to work harder. From the 817.
Yes.
The
more you spin that nut.
No, do not finish that sentence.
There you go.
Do not.
I think we got the winner. I think
sentence.
We can go ahead and get to G-Bag.
In the Vitamix.
Yeah, we got to go.
Coming up next. Whatever show replaces us, we'll chit-chat with us fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
All right. Is it the nose?
Why is the butt one thing, but the boobs are... There's like usually kind of some semblance of a divide for both.
Mm-hmm.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is ya?
A little nervous today, Hagee. How about you?
What, because of the payoff?
Yeah, I'm going to do the bet payoff.
What? Set the scene, time, what are we doing?
Coming up at 2:20, when I go to break at 2:15, 2:16, I'm going to go into the fridge and pull out the 16-ounce pound of flesh. I'm going to put that in the microwave for about 15, 20 seconds to nuke any bacteria that might be on the outside, and then I'm going to eat it.
Oh. Yeah, he's going to eat it.
What's the time frame? Teeth. Just that?
End of the show. Okay. I'll probably get it done in about 10 minutes.
This is a pound of human flesh.
Maybe some tongue.
That's right. It's a pound of cow flesh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Still terrifying.
It's a New York strip.
Still terrifying. Well, it's a bet payoff for a reason. It's supposed to be a little bit chilling.
I've come in starving. I love that shirt, by the way, Majors.
Oh, thanks.
And you've done this before in your life?
When I'm preparing steak, I'll take little nibbles. But I've always thought, the bacteria in here, the risk, I don't want to eat a lot of it.
And so. we've looked at Google and eating 16 ounces of raw meat.
Yeah,
okay?
I might get a pretty serious case of food poisoning, but that's the worst that can happen.
And he's got a bathroom plan.
No soccer
for
games
that.
This weekend.
You
so
should
I'm
lose bets, Mike. House. That's the bottom line. Yeah. Just don't come in here. You know,
and this
just
one, you guys didn't even bet him. I heard him. He just I guarantee you win.
That's right. That's the great thing about it, Mike. He stepped up. He believed in the stars. He got punished for it.
And Mike knows. Mike knows when I get excessively confident. Yeah. That is a signal that you should bet the opposite.
There was a Washington Dallas game where you bet 10-1. Nobody was even betting you. You just said 10-1.
They ain't winning this
that
game.
The Cowboys are losing. And they won the game.
Well, they just played their worst three games in franchise history, but they were up against Washington.
Well, I'm going to start elsewhere then for this next question. How are we feeling about the Stars going forward? How far does this series go?
Oh, we're feeling good, man. They let us get one, boys. They let us get one.
Let us get two now.
Can't let us get two.
Celtic pride right
That's
now.
Right.
Yeah, Celtic pride. You know what? I'm going to take the opposite approach. I'm going to take negativity as my way of willing them to be. Wolchuk used the technique during the football season.
I did. I picked against
the
Cowboys.
And it seemed to work well. Yeah. So I am all about the Stars have no chance in hell winning.
It's going to be tough to go. Yeah, it's going to be tough to go win game five in Vegas. Obviously hopeful. Is the win likely? I'm going to say no. I think Vegas probably wraps this up. But, man, if they let this get back to the AAC at home for game six, this baby's going seven.
Jamie Benn coming back.
It's going seven. There's no doubt about that. So we'll see about game five. They need a vintage Otter performance. They haven't gotten one. I don't think he's been good at times. They haven't gotten that, like, holy crap, this is maybe the best goaltender in the NHL type level of play like he gave them against Calgary in Game 7. They need that if they want to find a way to do a miracle here.
We did this last year. I'm just showing Dawson. We had to do this last year in the Western Conference Finals too, because I was trying to remember, Golden State did win Game 3, and then the Mavericks were able to win Game 4 and push it to Golden State. And then the Mavs lost by 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's, I'm with Broadus. I feel like that's very likely. It was great. The Mavericks won. The Stars won. They didn't get swept. But now you go to that other team's building, it's going
to
be very
it's tough to win.
Well,
there.
They showed they didn't quit. You know, they played last night in a way that they didn't quit. And that's the thing I think you have to be positive about going forward. They could have laid that thing down last night without their captains, a couple of call-ups, things like guys that hadn't played since April. In the lineup, you know, they held their end of it up. It's a shame they didn't do it the first night we were back in town.
Outside of Game 3, Hagee, you know, the Stars have played with this team. I think they're very, very close. I think it's like a coin flip or maybe 52-48. So you got to win four of those in a row. And anybody that's been to Las Vegas and played some gambling of cards knows that luck can go in significant streaks. I think the Knights got lucky to get up 3-0. You know, now we just got to flip and get some momentum going.
On a shout-out Friday, this is a good one from the 469. Can I get my shout-out from my sister Mariah, who's graduating high school while also becoming a mom? I cannot imagine how difficult that has been, so congratulations to you. What else you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. We do have a shorter show, 5:30, because the Rangers are in Baltimore, but we will do What You Drink and What You Thinking about sports at 5 o'clock.
And that bet payoff, so you got to roll home. With the G-Bag Nation, we have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us on Tuesday, though the fan will be live on Memorial Day right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say peanut cream, Kevin.
I will not.
Cream the peanut.
No!
Is peaking okay?
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.